The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
I really like that you mentioned just the margin for if things don't go as planned. Mm-hmm. Because even some people say, I can rent for 1500, because that's the max I see in my market, and they think it's guaranteed that they're going to get that. I don't think that's good either. Mm-hmm. To your point, you however you want to do it, just factor in, maybe it could be, does this deal still work if it's 100 less or 200 less? And mm-hmm. with all my, you know, all the calculations, I think it's very important. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be optimistic, right?
Like, yeah.
However, you have to prepare, like you said, for different potential scenarios. So I hope y'all held on to that, you know?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about out-of-state investing. Obviously, we are in one of the most expensive cities in the country, mm-hmm. right? And this is my own opinion, I'm saying. And it's not a favorable place here for landlords,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
mom and pop in particular. So what made you want to invest out of state?
For me, investing out of state was seemingly my only option. So it was more like, I know that there are two tried and true ways historically to generate wealth: investing in public equities and investing in real estate. And the value of your money is going to shrink over time, period. There's nothing I can do about it. So I need to figure out a way to fight against that, to essentially protect against inflation and generate assets. And again, those two methods being the tried and true ways to generate wealth, I was kind of like, well, whether or not I like the idea of buying out of state, buying in state, investing in the market, having to play the game in that way, it was sort of null and void, because I was either going to put myself in a poor financial situation long term. This is my feeling, I guess, about where I was. Put myself in a poor financial situation long term by not taking the opportunity to try and push myself to get assets and generate assets for myself and my family long term. So, because I knew those things to be true, I started investing in public equities, and I wanted to get into real estate, but I couldn't afford California, couldn't afford, much less Los Angeles, which is where I live. So out of state felt like the single option that I had. Then the question became, out of the states that are affordable, where do I want to go? And kind of doing that research. But it was really more for me, like, I know that I need to invest in order to generate wealth. And if I don't, then my money's value will decrease, and saving is not enough in this world, unfortunately. So I have to figure it out. And out of state is the only option, it felt like.
What were your fears before you were able to buy that first property?
I experienced foreclosure growing up in my household. We lost the home that we owned, or the condo that we had bought and lived in for some time and then lost. So I think there were some limiting beliefs that stemmed from that experience, and whether or not I would be capable of doing it, of getting a property. The other fears that come into play when you're particularly getting a property out of state are, what if I'm not going to be close enough to be able to deal with it or whatever? To be honest, I felt like I was in a position where I could afford it because the price was low enough. So I felt like I'm putting money into a piggy bank for myself. That's the way I saw it, because every dollar that I paid towards my mortgage would ultimately go towards some interest and also building equity. So I saw it as, if nothing else, this is a savings account for me. And when I thought about it that way, the fears were a little bit less of an inhibiting component, because I knew I'm paying myself. So what am I losing? It's money going to my pocket, even if the house is vacant forever, which of course other issues could come from that. But that in my frame of mind at that point, I was really just thinking about the need to do it and what that would bring me.
I'm really glad you, thank you for your transparency.
Yeah.
And it's important for people to hear that, because the reality of it is, so many people watching are living in places where it's just, you can barely afford to buy groceries, right? So mm-hmm. places like California, Miami, New York City, the Bay Area, Seattle, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So many people live in these.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Places, and they just feel stuck. And there's a way out through investing out of state, which I advocate heavily for, because to your point, it's important to invest in those assets. It's important to build that wealth. And similarly, when I was a kid, we lost, back in New York, we lost our home too, mm-hmm. right? So I had that thought in my head too. Mm-hmm. And it's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. Like, we all have things we fear.
Yeah.
However, I think it's best to lean into that and persist and just know that you'll figure things out.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of risk in not taking risk. Mm-hmm. I always try to remind people when they ask me for my opinion or my advice, when you aren't taking a risk, you're still subjecting yourself to the risk of inflationary risk or the risk of a missed opportunity, et cetera. And standing still or being complacent or not trying to seek out other options doesn't protect you. I know it can be much easier said than done to put yourself out there in any way, especially when it comes to putting your money out there. And most of us work so hard to even have money in the first place. So the idea of putting it at risk is so scary and concerning, but it's at risk regardless, unfortunately, because it's just getting more expensive. Inflation's continuing to go up and continue to affect us, whether or not it goes up year over year, but ultimately it still has an impact, and we're going to need money for the rest of our life. So we're sort of realistically left to figure out what to do with it so that we can make our life easier later, and not doing anything just prolongs that problem. It doesn't protect you, unfortunately.
Definitely. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
What's really the absolute worst that could happen?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. There's a lot of horror stories that people have had and bad outcomes that are valid. But the end of the day, if the other option is just continuing to kind of skate by or, you know, not really get out of the situation that you're in, you're kind of in a position where you're either going to stick to where you're at or try to change your situation, fail, and be, you know, potentially back in the same place and with a lot more lessons. So, and having great advisors is a big part of that, because they're able to say, this is the worst that could happen, so let's not do this. Or these are the different outcomes that you should expect or protect against or prepare for, and this is how you do it. And there is help out there, and, you know, there's people that will talk to you, and they're not, you know, always going to charge you. There's people that want to give you support and advice and help you improve your situation. So seeking that out is really valuable so that you don't have to spiral into the worst that could happen. You could kind of know, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When did you buy the property in the Dallas area?
So that was like 2019. Okay. No, it was 2020.
Dope.
Yeah, 2020.
Dope, dope. And what, so you knew you wanted to invest out of state. There's plenty of places where you can get started. What made you want to start in the Dallas area?
It was 2020 when I reserved the lot, and then I closed at the beginning of 2021, and I had decided on Dallas because I had done some research on markets that had a lot of new infrastructure development, and Dallas was already pretty popular, but there were new incentives for people to move there, new companies that were headquartered there, new schools that were being built. In the particular suburb just on the outskirts of Dallas where I purchased, there was like 7 schools in the proximate area that were being built. So that was an indicator for me that families are coming here. People are being established here. This is a market that's getting built out. There's a lot of development here, period, not just of homes. So the opportunity for appreciation is present there. It's there. So that was my thought process around Dallas. It was close enough by plane that I felt comfortable because it wasn't on the East Coast or as far as, I guess, some of the other states I could have invested in. And the opportunity just seemed significant. So I felt like I'm either going to keep putting ideas around through my head or just jump in.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.